You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. How many of you are glad you're here today? Thank you, Lord. Marami-rami yun, ha? Mga sampu din yun. Masaya kayo. Nandito kayo ngayon. Well, I'm so excited today. In fact, kanina pa lang, na 3 o'clock, and even right now, sa 5 o'clock service natin, because I believe that I'm in front of the most amazing, wonderful, alive people in the world. All right. Okay. I believe that I'm not in the wrong place. Okay, I'm not in the with the wrong crowd, so we believe that God is here in this place. And you know, before we move on, as you all know, we are in the series of what we call unlimited. You know, there's unlimited blessing of God, unlimited miracle that comes from God alone. But before I move on to that, I would just like to share with you what happened yesterday and today. You know, great things happened for 2 days, and in fact, we are celebrating with these people who underwent a victory weekend, and we have some pictures. Okay, these people really went through, you know, these 2 days, you know, hearing from God, really believing that God set them free. And kanina lang po, nagkaroon tayo ng baptism. By the way, there were 75 people, okay, who attended our victory weekend, and out of 75, 61 of them got baptized, water baptized. Okay, palakpakan naman natin si Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'd like to ask, I just like to acknowledge you, kung sino yung participant natin. Pwede ka bang tumayo, kung nandito ka ngayon, pwede ka bang tumayo? I would just like to acknowledge you. Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone else? Yes, thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Ayun po. Thank you. So yung iba, hindi pa naiaahon. Nasa ilalim pa rin ng tubig hanggang ngayon. Asa ba si Pastor Romel? Baka nakalubog pa rin. Okay? So, once again, I'm glad that, you know, we are on our third week of our Unlimited. You can't help but wonder really the goodness, the miracle of God. And I would just like to invite everyone just to stand on your feet. We're going to read God's Word. I want you to open your Bible in the book of 2 Kings chapter 4. We're going to read from verse 1 to 7. Okay? How many of you brought your Bible with you? Okay, thank you. Some of you don't need your Bible anymore. You memorized it from Genesis to Revelation. I envy you. I hope that I can be like you one day. Sobrang memorize natin ang Bible. But nevertheless, we have our PowerPoint on screen. But before I read that, I just want to share with all of us here today, last two Fridays, me and my wife celebrated our 16th wedding anniversary. And, you know, talking about miracles, that was me. And my wife, of course, my beautiful wife, I was 20 years old by that time. That was November 16, 1996. And 16 years, you know, talking about miracle, the reason I'm sharing this to you is because really, this is a miracle from God. You know, having married with the most beautiful, wonderful, amazing person in the world. That's my wife, Rhea. This is who we are right now. So, laki ng ano, no? Jump, no? Pagbabago. And again, I'm sharing that because really, miracle is real. You know, it happens every day. And let's move on. Let's read 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7. I'm going to read, just follow with me through your eyes. It says here that the wife of a man from the company of the prophets cried out to Elisha, "Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that he revered the Lord. But now his creditor is coming to take my two boys as his slaves." Elisha replied to her, "How can I help you? Tell me, what do you have in your house?" "Your servant has nothing there at all," she said, "except a little oil." So she got nothing. All she has is that little, you know, small amount of oil and her two sons. And then in verse 3, Elisha said, "Go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. Don't ask for just a few. Then go inside and shut the door behind you and your sons. Pour oil into all the jars, and as each is filled, put it on one side." She left him and afterwards shut the door behind her and her sons. They brought the jars to her and she kept pouring. And then in verse 6, when all the jars were full, she said to her son, bring me another one. This is amazing. This is the miracle, where the miracle happens. But he replied, one of the sons replied, there is not a jar left. Sorry, mom, naubusan na tayo ng jar. Then the oil stopped flowing. She went and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil and pay your debts. You and your sons can live for what is left. Can we just pray? Father in heaven, we thank you that you're alive, that you're so real, that you can make miracles. Lord, I pray, God, at this very moment, Lord, that you would open our hearts, Lord God, that we may hear from your word. And I pray, God, that you're going to bless the preaching of your word, that even before we leave this place, Lord God, we are convinced that our God is alive and can make miracles, Lord God, out of our situation today. We give you praise, God. Bless our families, Lord God, back home. In Jesus' name, amen. You may now take your seat. You know, I have this question. I'd like to start this message with this question. I hope that you could be honest today. And I'd like to ask you this. Who among you here, you're hearing me right now. Who among you here, you would honestly say, I have problems, I have needs, I'm desperate, I have issues, I have concerns. Pwede mo bang itaas yung kamay mo? Okay, just few perfect people we have here. Doesn't have any problem. Okay. Sino sa inyo dito, yung katabi mo ang problema mo? I hope wala naman sa atin dito. Okay? But you know what? The reason why I ask that, listen to this. The reason why I ask that is because I strongly believe today, if you have a problem, listen to this. If you have a problem today, if you have needs today, if you are so desperate for something today, if you've got issues today, if you have concerns today, guess what? You have the potential for miracle today. God is about to do something in your life. God has given you all the opportunity to be blessed. Take note of that. This is not just an inspiring word, but I believe in my God. Same thing. I believe that you believe in your God. The God of heaven and earth can do miracles this very moment. And, you know, two days ago, I asked my wife, babe, ano ba yung sa tingin mo, naaalala mo na na-trap ka, nakulong ka, okay, hindi naman yung nakulong sa jail. Yung nakulong ka sa, you know, maybe sa room or sa wherever. Ang tagal namin, mga 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 5 hours, ang tagal. Tagal niya sumagot. Sabi yung ganun, babe, wala talaga ako maisip. Isa lang naaalala ko talaga, nakulong ako eh. Nakulong ako sa puso mo. But you know, kidding aside, I asked my wife, babe, can you really recall kung yung na-trap ka one day? And she mentioned, kasi nakatira po kami dati sa Angeles, Pampanga, and we're renting there. And yung CR po namin doon is yung pintuan niya, yung stainless. Tapos yung lock niya, ganun lang. Ang problema ng CR namin doon, nabali yung hawakan, kung saan mo hawakan para iganun mo. So nabali. So my wife was trapped inside. And I think almost 1 hour or more than an hour, she stuck right there. As if like she don't know what to do. She's so desperate. Pawis na siya, hindi niya na alam ang gagawin niya. Hindi ko din alam eh. Kung ano ang gagawin ko. I'm trying to, you know, to unlock it, but I can't. You know, gusto ko na sirain talaga, but you know, being a positive guy, there's, you know, kahit na yung asawa ko eh, galit na sa akin, ilabas mo na ako dito. And I realized that, you know, in one way or another, somehow, sometimes we were trapped, maybe sa elevator, na-trapped ka na, nakulong ka, or maybe sa kotse mo, hindi ka na makalabas, binuksan mo na lang yung window, tapos gumanong ka na lang. Or maybe sa room, okay? But you know, I believe that some of us here, or most of us here, are you listening? Most of us here are trapped, not in the room, not in the elevator, not in CR, in the toilet, but somehow we are trapped in a situation that sometimes we feel like, I want to give up. I want to throw my towel. And I want to tell God, Lord, this is enough. I can't do this anymore. I'm trapped. The question is, what do you do when you're trapped? What do you do when you're in tough situation? What do you do when, you know, when you are facing your, when you are facing problems with your children? You know, what do you do when your marriage is about to break up? You're at the end of the rope. You don't know what to do. You're about to give up. And what would you do? What do you do when you don't have enough? When you don't have enough money to pay the bills, to pay all the debts that piled up, what do? You're at the end of the rope. You don't know what to do. You're helpless, you're hopeless, as if like everything would just crumble down, fall down, and as if like you don't have any help. You know, talking about debts, yung utang po na pinag-usapan natin, yung sa scripture na binasa natin, this widow was left, okay? Naiwan po siya, namatay yung asawa niya, okay? Naiwan sa kanya yung dalawang anak niya, at naiwan din yung isang flask of oil, okay? We're gonna talk about that later on. At hindi lang yon, naiwanan pa din siya ng utang. May mga utang yung mga yung asawa niya, okay? Then, namatay na, then siya yung kailangan magbayad ngayon nun. Ang problema, his creditor, yung asawa niya po, wanting is running after their two sons, yung dalawang anak, para maging alipin. And talking about debt, you know, I remember we used to have credit card, me and my wife. And alam mo yun, parang ang credit card kasi isang swipe, walang aray eh, di ba? Sa swipe ka lang, uy, walang aray yan. Pero pag dumarating na yung bill, ouch, ouch, di ba? Ay, kita mo na yung amount, pati yung mga penalties doon. Ouch, grabe. Pinupukpok ako nito, ah. Sakit, ah. And I realized that, you know, there was a time na, as in talagang I received a letter from a bank. I need to pay it. I need to settle the amount. And that's huge. That is actually a huge amount. And there was a time na, alam mo yun, tulog ka sa madaling araw. Bigla kang magigising. Hindi ka na makatulog. Iniisip mo na lang yung utang mo. Grabe. Pag-gising ko sa umaga, ito ang problema ko. Kailangan kong bayaran to. Okay? And I wanna thank God because, you know, last year, after our prayer and fasting, 7-day prayer and fasting, last year, January of 2011, right after that, I thank God because God showed us His miracle. I don't know where we got the money, but praise God, I thank God we don't have any debt right now. We paid everything. We settled everything. Lord, I know I'm a son. I'm a child of God. I don't need to be under this curse anymore. I know that You're going to bless us. And we paid everything. You know, one thing I realized is this. In Proverbs 22, verse 7, the rich rule over the poor and the borrower is a servant to the lender. Kapag ka may utang ka, I'm telling you, ang hirap makatulog, ang hirap makamove on. In fact, you know, it says there that the borrower is a servant to the lender. You know, I realized that what was once a solution for our tight situation is now a curse that is about to destroy us. Yung dating iniisip natin, ah, ito ang solusyon. Isang swipe, walang aray. Ah, ito ang solusyon. Utang dito, utang doon. Then, okay na ako. But what was once a solution, right this very moment, I think this is the solution. Mangungutang ako. Okay? Pambili ko ng makeup ko. Pambili ko ng bagong damit ko. Mangungutang ako of our tight situation. But now, it's a curse that is about to destroy us. That's why I don't have anything against. If you have credit card, fine with me. There's no condemnation. God loves you. But I hope that you're going to be a good steward of it. I hope that you're going to be wise in spending the money. I hope that you're going to be wise every time that you use that credit card. That's why I realize right now when I cut the, you know, yung credit card po namin, pinutol namin, yung plastic surgery na yun, kinat namin. Ngayon, wala na po kaming credit card. Pero marami pa rin po akong card. May library card ako, report card ng mga anak ko, membership card. But, you know, I don't maintain those because I believe that I'm a son of God. I firmly believe that God will provide for us. There's no doubt about it. I've experienced that. I've seen that, not just in our family, but even to the people around us. God is so faithful. Now, with that question, what do you do when you're at the end of the rope? When you are about to give up, gusto mo nang ihagis yung puting panyo mo, suko na ako, ayoko na. Talagang lugmok na ako, bagsak na ako dito. I believe God has the answer. God can come through your life. God has the solution. Not you, not your credit card company, not your work, not your bank accounts. I believe it is only God who has the solution to your problems today. And this passage tells us that, you know, we've learned how this woman, this widow, you know, really go through a lot of testings, trials, namatay yung anak, I mean, yung asawa niya. Ngayon, dalawa na lang yung anak niya, naiwan sa kanya. Ngayon, sinisingil pa siya ng utang nila. Okay? And when I was reading this passage, I felt like, you know, this woman might, you know, malamang discouraged to. But you know what? We could learn in this scripture that we've read that really, you know, Jesus Christ Himself, God Himself showed up to this woman. You know, kesa magmukmuk siya, mangutang siya, what she did is that she turned to God. She trusted the Lord, that God of heaven and earth is so willing, so powerful to provide for all her needs, for all the needs of her family. Now, what can we learn from the lesson? What can we learn from the scripture that we've read? You know, in verse 1 says there that your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that he revered the Lord. But now his creditor is coming to take my two boys as his slaves. You know, this woman was so open. This woman was so bold and tell Elisha, prophet Elisha, you know what, Elisha? This is my problem. In fact, my problem is, you know, yung isa, yung asawa ko, he is under your care, okay? By the way, yung asawa po niya, again, nakita natin, one of the prophets, okay? And then, the woman, the widow, is telling everything, pouring out her heart, this is my problem. You know what? One thing that we could learn here is that it's so simple. Maybe some of you would think it's so elementary, so grade one. I know that, I've learned that, I've seen that, but I believe we need to hear this. The first thing that we could learn from this story is that tell God your problem. Tell God, as simple as that, tell God your problem. You know, the widow experience, you know, the death of her husband, you know, yung asawa niya na provider, protector, lover, you know, nawala. But despite that problem, she told God about her concerns. Sinabi niya lahat nung nasa loob niya, pinour out niya talaga. And you know, one thing that we could learn is that at some point, listen to this, at some point you can be, or maybe you are right now, you are experiencing that low point in your life. Or maybe some of us here, you know, you've gone through those testings, trials. But you know, one thing that we could learn here is that when you reach the lowest point of your life, you know what? The devil will tell you, the world will tell you, the flesh will tell you, you know what? God doesn't care about you. He doesn't know what's going on in your life. He doesn't love you. Guess what? Don't you ever, ever believe in that lies of the devil. Because I know, we know, we believe that God is so alive that He cares for you. He cares what you're going through right now. He knows what you're going through right now, what your family is experiencing right now, even in your finances, even in your relationship. God knows everything. Nothing is hidden from Him. But the question is, are you telling God your concerns, your problem? Or you might as well, because you have these resources, we have these things. Ay, okay, minsan, di ba, sasabihin natin, Lord, nilapitan ko na si ganito, nilapitan ko na ang kumari ko, nilapitan ko na ang kamag-anak ko. Lord, wala talaga. Ikaw na lang talaga ang malalapitan ko ngayon. That's a problem. It seems like, Lord, last choice na kita. Marami pa naman akong pwedeng makita eh. Lord, may banko pa, may credit card ako, Lord. Lord, ang dami ko savings. Lord, may bracelet pa ako, ginto, 24K. Pwede ko pang isang lato. We don't tell God our problem. The problem is, we as if like, God, wala na talagang pag-asa, ikaw na lang talaga. Parang sinasabi natin, Lord, no choice ako eh. Ikaw na lang to. O sige na, Lord, gawin mo na kung ano yung gusto mo. That's a problem. We don't tell God our problem. We look to our resources. We look to our own strength, our own capabilities, our own wisdom. We don't look to God. You know, the story clearly tells us, you know, that she told the prophet Elisha, this is my problem, this is my concern. You know, I believe that, you know, what we could learn here is that let God move. We know, you know, and I know that we can't solve our problems. You know that in your heart. Because whether you like it or not, you will strive harder, there will be struggles, there will be so much burdens. At the end of the day, there's still heaviness in your heart as if like you are seeing things as if like walang nangyari. Andun pa rin yung problema, ang bigat-bigat pa rin. But you know what? When you let God move, when you tell God your problems, Lord, itong sitwasyon ko ngayon, sinisingil ako ng mga pinagkakautangan ko. Lord, kailangan ko magbayad ng tuition fee ng anak ko. Kung hindi, hindi siya makakagraduate. Lord, kailangan kong ayusin tong problema na to. But we need to tell God those. Because I believe that God hears us. God knows our situation. God knows our problems. Just like that woman, that widow, God heard her. Her petitions, her cry, because God loves that woman the same way that God loves every one of us here today. And not just that, don't just look, you know, don't just tell God your problem. Look to God for answers. You know, it says there that your servant has nothing there at all, she said, except a little oil, yung flask of oil. And then Elisha said, go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. Don't ask for just a few. Manghihingi ka na rin lang, kapalan mo na yung mukha mo. Okay? Damihan mo. Kasi, I'm telling you, hindi mo kakayanin yung pagpapalang ibubuhos ko sa'yo. Dagdagan mo yan. Okay? And, you know, this is what the scripture is telling us. The woman looked to God for answers. You know, amazing thing about this, very interesting, is that the prophet Elisha asked her two questions. The first question is, what do you need? As if like, siguro iniisip ko, parang sarcastic naman ang tanong mo, prophet Elisha. What do I need? Eh, wala nga akong asawa, ang dami kong utang na naiwan sa akin. Dalawa lang ang anak ko, wala kaming kakainin. What do I need? Everything. I need everything. Kailangan ko ng pambayad ng utang, kailangan ko ng papakain sa mga anak ko, alam mo yun, pambili ko ng mga gamit dito sa bahay. I need everything. And not just that, that is not the only question that she received from Prophet Elisha, what do you need? Another question that, you know, came out from the Prophet Elisha is, what do you have? As if like, the woman might be thinking, niloloko yata ako nitong prophet na to. Kanina, what do I need ngayon? What do I have? Eh, wala nga ako. Kukunin pa nga yung dalawang anak ko para pambayad sa utang namin, para maging alipin. I don't have anything. But you know what? Sometimes, there are times that, you know, God will let us go through testings and trials in life. You know, sino na sa inyo dito? Dumaan na kayo sa challenges, testings in life? Meron ba? Thank you. Uy, 20, 30. Yung iba, hintayin nyo yan. Okay? But you know what? God knows everything. And God is in control of everything. His grace is sufficient for you and me. for all of us here today. And you know, the problem is we pray, we believe God, Lord, I trust you, I believe in you, that you will supply all our needs. But you know what? After that, automatically, our resource will be our banks, our credit card, what we have in our pocket. Our resource would be, you know, what ano bang meron dito sa bahay. We forgot to turn to God and really remind ourselves only God has the solution for our problems. I'm telling you today, honestly, your work doesn't have any answer to your problems today. Maybe they can supply what you need because you're working. But you know what? At the end of the day, it's still God who will fill everything in your life. What's lacking in your life, in your family. All you have to do is just to look to God for answers. You know, I realize that as long as we think we can, He can't. Hanggat iniisip natin na kaya ko to, Lord. Lord, kaya ko pa to. Lord, malalampasan ko to. As long as we think we can, He can't. Why? Because we are still not involving God in our very own situation. As if like, Lord, I'm so strong, I'm so wise, I have this wealth, I can do everything, I can. Not now, Lord. Hindi muna ngayon. That's why we can't see God's miracle. Because we are telling God, Lord, you don't have, you know, God, relax ka lang dyan. Well, relax lang naman talaga si Lord. Okay? Church, listen to this. I'm not here to inspire all of us today. That when we go out of this place, that's a cute message. What a powerful message. You know, I'm so pumped up with that. I'm not here to inspire you. I'm here to tell you that there is a God who can provide for you, who can give you the blessings that you need, who can make miracles in your life, in your family, even to the lowest point of your life. That is the truth. The truth is there is a God who loves you, who will never leave you nor forsake you. Even at times that you feel like you're all alone, you don't have anyone, you don't have any resources, I want to tell you today, church, that God loves you, that God will provide for you. Because if not, let's just go home. You know, let's watch TV. Why are we spending time here in church listening to God's word? Let's just go home. But we all know that the word of God is so real, is so true, that can transform every situation. No matter how hard it is, no matter how difficult your situations are, I believe in my heart that God can make miracles in your very own life. Can you say amen to that? Amen. And you know, not just that, we could learn that faith moved. You know, this widow, she moved out of her faith. Sumunod lang siya. Imagine with a flask of oil. By the way, yun po yung ginagamit nung asawa niya. One of the prophets yung asawa niya. Yun po yung ginagamit niyang pangbasbas. Yun lang po yung natira. Flask of oil. Mga ganito lang po yun. And think about this. Yes, she told God her problem. And she looked to God for the answers. And the next time, okay, about yung situation niya yung nangyari, she received God's provision. You know, this is one thing that we could learn. Receive God's provision. In fact, the Bible says that, bring me another one. But he replied, there's not a jar left. Then the oil stopped flowing. You know, can you imagine this? You know, this is a widow. You know, with so many problems. As in talaga nag-pile up na lahat ng problema sa kanya. Parang alam mo yung gusto niya ng mamatay. Gusto niya ng sumuko. And sabi ganun ni Prophet Elisha, okay, after nyo nakolekta lahat ng jars, ng pots, ng vessels, bumalik kayo sa bahay nyo at ilock nyo yung door. And probably the boys were asking their mom, Nay, nandito na yung small flask of oil, nandito na yung mga kinolekta nating mga jars, now what are we gonna do next? And probably the woman, the widow, answered them. I don't know the answer, sons. I don't know. All I know is that our God is so real that He can provide for us right this very moment. Right this very moment. And that scripture tells us all the jars they filled. I don't think dalawa lang yung kapitbahay nila. I don't think sampo. I don't think 20. I think it's a community. They asked every house, every home for a jar. And with that flask of oil, that seems impossible to us. But I'm telling you, with God, nothing is too impossible for Him. With that flask of oil, how come they were able to fill up every jars? And I'm pretty much sure that jars may be like this or maybe higher, you know, taller than that. I don't know. But one thing is for sure, naubusan na sila ng jar, meron pa ring oil. Ibig sabihin, mauubusan na tayo ng, alam mo yon, ng Lord, ito na ang gagawin ko, Lord, ang daming opportunities, but I'm telling you, God is not yet done with your life. God wants to bless you more, God wants to provide for you more, God wants to give you His miracle, because that is our God that we serve. You know, I'd like to close with this. You know, we could see here in that story that when that day ended, you know, there were there's just a simple lesson that they realized. This widow and her two sons. What they realized is that in the privacy of their home, at their home, they learned a very, very powerful yet simple statement. God is all powerful that He can meet all their needs. And you know what? I believe today, as we end this message, I believe today, I don't know where you are right now in your situation. I don't know, maybe some of you here, maybe most of you here, you're at the end of the line. It's like you're about to give up. You want to give up. But I want to tell you today that God is all powerful that He can meet all your needs today. He can do that. If He did that to this widow and with His sons, I believe in my heart that the God that we serve is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. The same God that provided miracle for them is the same God that will provide miracles for us today. Whatever you're going through right now, I know in my heart, I genuinely, honestly believe that God is the source of everything. It's not your bank accounts. It's never your credit cards, I'm telling you. It's never your boss. It's never your own wisdom. It's never your own pockets. It is God who is the source of everything. He can meet all our needs. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9. It says there that so you know, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, so that you through His poverty might become rich. You know, the greatest miracle that happened to mankind is that the God of heaven and earth came here, put on skin, flesh and bones, and become human like us. He was rich, but He became poor, so that you might become rich. So that every child of God, everyone who believes in the name of Jesus, will receive abundance, provision, miracles, breakthroughs. That's His promise. You know what, church? The last time I checked my Bible, God said that He will never leave us nor forsake us. Maybe you're at the end of the rope today. I want to assure you today that our God, your God, will never leave you nor forsake you. This is not just to inspire you, but this is the reality. This is the Word of God. He can transform your life today. I want to close with this story. You know, at some point of our life, my family, me and my wife and my kids, you know, we came to a point as if like we're about to give up, surrender. I realized, just like this woman, when the prophet Elisha asked her to shut the door behind you and gather your sons and wait for the miracle of God. And I'm telling you, church, we experienced that so many times. There were times that we shut the door and I asked my wife, babe, let's pray. And I told my children, let's believe God. We know that He's the only source. We prayed. And I want to tell you, church, I want to give glory to God. He showed us His miracle. He showed us His goodness, His faithfulness. That is why right now I can tell everyone that God is real. Nakita ko yon, mga kapatid. Nakita ng pamilya ko, nakita ng mga anak ko kung paano gumawa ng milagro ang Panginoon. With so little that we have. With so little that we have. The question is today, are you at the end of the rope today? I want to tell you today that God cares for you. Just like He cared for that lady with her two sons, the same way that He cares for you today. Again, maybe we are in debt right now. Maaring may utang tayo. Sino sa inyo dito may utang? Huwag nyo na itaas yung kamay nyo, please. I'm sorry. I got carried away, please. Baka mamaya nasa kabila. Uy, ayan ka pala. Hintayin kita mamaya sa labas. But you know what? Maybe we are in debt right now. Maybe some of us or most of us here, we are in debt. I strongly believe, you know, that God will bless us tremendously so that we could pay for all those things. I believe in my heart. You know what? The last time I checked again my Bible, it says there that those who put their trust in the Lord will never be put to shame. And I'm telling you today, you will never be put to shame as long as you trust God who will provide for you. I'm telling you, maybe you have debts today, may utang ka ngayon. I'm telling you, God will provide for you. All you have to do is to tell God your problem, look to God for answers, and receive God's provision right now. Because our God is a miracle-working God. He can do that in your very own life. Can you say amen?